Welcome to Soul Awakening with Joy Truscott. The heart behind this podcast is to be a touch point for you when you need it most. Through each episode, we'll walk through specific areas which cover the many transitions of your life journey so that we can show up in this world with more ease, grace, and flow.
Here we are in the space together. And it's just the most amazing thing because here you all are and here I am and here I'm sitting in South Africa and there you are wherever you are around the world. And we found a way to find each other and to hold a little time together. And I wonder why so many of us want to do this. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's all on time at the most perfect time. There is a deep calling coming into this space that is calling for us to awaken. This human species that's been through so, so much in this great struggle of survival. And now here we are, and we're starting to reconsider who we are and how we're here. We're not just doing the maintenance kind of stuff, the management and the survival story. We know we can't do that any longer, that we have to shift awareness in order that we might continue to be here on this beautiful earth. Before we go into the space and we're going to talk about what can I see in my rearview mirror, I want us to hold the space together energetically and just open it up into a beautiful high vibration. As we go into the space here now together, and thank you so, so much for being here, my treasures. Let's hold the space. Let's open the energy because that really works so beautifully. When we all settle ourselves down just for a little moment, very consciously open the energy field. And let's imagine that we are creating these beautiful silver threads of light energy from this space where you are, to the spaces that we can imagine everybody else's. So we're creating this beautiful web, like a spider web of light and love. Let's imagine that as we're doing it. Just hold one or two or three other names in your mind as we move and we open up the space. Shall we do that and see what happens? All right, my darlings, let's play into this beautiful area. It's this lovely energy field. No matter how we might think and perceive, how we might reprimand ourselves and judge ourselves, try in this moment just to be in agreement with you that you are a beautiful one, a divine being of light and love. You are the very breath of the divine. You are a creation beyond words. The moment we come into an agreement, an agreeable energy, we find ourselves shifting our frequency. And all it takes is for us to make a little mind switch, a sense that I deserve my life and this breath that is being poured into me, and that I am being held lovingly guided through this life. And I am being given every experience that is going to expand my consciousness. May I see it clearly. This is not an idle movement from here to there, birth to death. This is a beautifully orchestrated design. And we were designed to be in it. We are gifted with all the codes and the frequencies, the all the awarenesses, the skills, the fortitude, the courage, the strength, the humor to be in this particular life. And start to recognize that within you, how courageous you are. And if you think you're not, notice you're still here. It takes a great deal of courage to do a life journey, an earth journey. It is so challenging on so many levels, more than we could ever imagine. And truly, when we signed up for this journey, and when we said we would come and we would do it, we knew that love would supersede absolutely every pain and grievance, and we would open our heart and love so deeply, sincerely, that everything would be healed in that energy of love. We could never believe how difficult it is to do that when we connect into a realm where this energy of love and high frequency is very sporadic. It comes and goes. A very poor signal, poor Wi-Fi signal that can't quite reach us. But imagine if we could be the ones who are like these antennas, that in the moments when we can receive that signal, in the moments that we are open and clear and we open our hearts and we make a commitment to stop and stand still and be here now in this moment. And in those moments, we are not only the transmitters of an energy signal that is coming from the deepest desire and longing of our heart, but we are also the receivers of a signal of grace and love. And if enough of us could stand within that reality, that realization that we are the holders and the transmitters and we are receivers, and we can transform this experience, if we could stabilize this beautiful grid, we could have the signal coming in that will help us and support us in the most incredible way. That it would feel easy just to tune in to a higher vibration. Imagine we're doing that now. As you bring to mind a few others, we think about those that we know and love and our family members and those with whom we work and play. We just think of a name and a place, perhaps someone we don't know. We hold them with so much love, unconditional love. And if you can do this so sincerely, you will feel an awakening in your heart, like little goosebumps coming through your body. And right there, my treasure, you are amplifying your energy in the most incredible way. And here we are, in all the places where we are living, connecting to one thought in this moment and tuning in to that. We are switching on our energy system. We are amplifying our frequency. And we are transmitting an energy of healing, love, kindness, compassion into this world. And so being here is not so hard if we learn how to do this again. And so here we are in the space and time. Whatever it is that you would love to bring into your life to help you to heal, so that you can be the transmitter of a signal that is so clean and pure and light-filled, that your life becomes delightful, filled with the divine light. Imagine if you could create that right now, make an agreement that this is my great gift, my being here is a gift, and the gift becomes greater. The frequency is amplified when the being can hold it in a way that is full and complete, when there is a wellness in the being. Claim your healing, your wellness, so that you can be this, my lovely. Claim it now. Just pull it into your center. So that I can be here so clear and open, that I can hold my space and all the wellness that every cell in my body knows how to recreate that I'm now at peace with myself being here. That I'm here for one amazing connection that is quite beyond all the performing and the doing that I'm also preoccupying myself in. Could I claim this healing right now? Sense of ease and peace. And let your soul say yes, yes, yes. Claim it. Give it to you. Hold it. So that you can be this amazing gift for here. So beautiful that we know how to do this. So as we hold this energy, let's think about the journey as if we were traveling. And we know that when we're in a vehicle and we're driving along, that we sometimes look into the rearview mirror just to check that everything's fine behind us. We might look at our little side mirrors of the vehicle, check that everything's in order. But mostly our vision is forward. And we're looking at that which is coming towards us, the space that we're moving into. And our mind might be preoccupied about what it is that we want to do as we get there. What will we do when we get there? What will we say? And how will we show up? And who will be there? And so as we are sitting in this vehicle and we're in this vehicle of life, there is so much information in this one space. Every now and again, I become aware of it and I check my rearview mirror and I see, oh my gosh, I've come quite a long way. But my vision is forward and my mind is in front of that. My mind goes way ahead of me being in the space. But imagine if we could bring all of these perceptions into our fullness. That we're not just glancing in the rearview mirror, looking at the small little picture that is being shown to us in the small little mirror. That when we glance into the rearview mirror, we have a sense that there is something that has gone behind us so that we can be here now. And if we can gain the perspective of the smallness of the mirror, the smallness of this reflection. It is not as large as the entire vehicle, and it's certainly not as large as the full panorama in front of you. Relatively, it is a very small space with a picture that is very small. But it is important because where we came from indicates who we are now. And where we came from tells us about how we're going to see and interpret life as we move forward towards it. And then here you are sitting in this vehicle, and you are the one in the space right between. You are here present in your mind and your body, and you are the one that holds through your mind and awareness and memory what it is that you've come from. And with your mind and your perception and your imagination, you are the one holding what is possible, what might still be in front of you. And the one that is holding all of that is you right now. You have such incredible knowledge that window might look very small, that little picture in the rearview mirror. But you are not small because of it. You are magnificent. You have done so much to be where you are right now. You have found ways to be here, to be so courageous and strong and outstanding and skilled. And you have felt every single emotion and every single story. And so you are here. And you are the holder of all of this depth of knowing. And there is this part of you that goes ahead of you in your imagination and your perceptions that is seeing what is possible. How incredible is that? That there is a part of us that can see forward, that can see and dream what it would love to create. And if we could just be with the one who is here right now, knowing that it is because we are so incredible, multifaceted in all the ways of being able to perceive and understand, if we could see that we are the holders of that, and that we can be so strong and connected to the one who is able to hold so many perceptions, visions and thoughts and creativity. Imagine how powerful you are. And because you are the one holding the space now, and you experienced so much behind you, that we can put it into a smaller frame and say there is so much that we know about ourselves now, and there's so much that we know what we would choose and what we would never choose again. We are perfectly poised in this moment to create something else in the mindfulness of what it is that we would choose now and what we would never choose again. So as we look in the rearview mirror, as small as that picture might be, think about what has brought you to this moment and who you are now because of that. But let it be the smaller picture, because there is this vast panorama of opportunity that lies ahead of you and all around you. But if we carry that small picture, that small frame, into this new space, we will be collapsing the energy into smallness. Hold that idea for a moment. It would be wonderful for us not to collapse our energy, not to let all the stories, the rules and regulations, all the belief systems, the doctrine and the dogma, the hate, the greed and the anger, and the stories of survival at any and every cost. If we could just let that be the small picture that tells us that we are the one that can create into something that is endless potential. And that we don't carry the small picture and then make ourselves very small again, and the movement into that space which is potential, small and tight and restricted. It would be so wonderful if we could really see this. The next time you get into your car, try and get this, my treasures. There's so much ahead of us. It is so vast and so expansive, so beyond. And we are continuing to do the same thing, bringing that small picture, small-minded perceiving into this next space and the next space and the next space, because we want it to be the same. We want it to be safe and predictable. But if we could just say this is an adventure, and who knows what's going to be around the corner, and who knows what it's going to take for me to get on top of that mountain, and who knows what I'm going to see when I get to the top. If we could see all of this potential as that pure potential, then surely we can change that mindset that's got so stuck and set. We could change it to possibility and expansion and potential and magnificence. Perhaps we could do that. If we could see this journey in a different way, in a whole and a new way. Oh, I would so love that for us. And what are your thoughts that you would move forward towards? What might that look like for you? How will you see the space now?
thank you for journeying with Soul Awakenings today. If this episode resonated with you and you'd like to share your experience with Joy, you will find all the links you need in the show notes. Also, please give the show a 5-star rating and leave a comment. You can also sign up to Joy's mailing list for additional resources and support. As always, it is an honor to walk this journey called life with you. Together, let's find the healing we need to find the harmony our soul seeks. Remember who you are and be the gift. The world is waiting for you. Choose and choose well.